The Seattle teacher strike is on day three, and there are a variety of opinions about it among parents. A few tell KUOW that they're opposed to this strike. Many others say they support it on our Facebook page. We also hear that through our listener comment line. It's 206-221-3663. And some say they're actually getting behind it. So why have some parents taken that step into activism? I asked Rochelle Dickerson about it. She's co-president of the West Woodland Parent Teacher Association, and she's been working with a parents group called Soup for Teachers. It started with just a few parents bringing teachers soup during the negotiations, but Dickerson says now it's gone beyond soup.
It's sandwiches, it's coffee, it's water, it's being on the strike lines with them. It's getting information from them and to the community, giving out information on how to contact the school board, how to contact the district, what they, you know, talking points. And we've also been organizing to, there are schools that don't have these kind of communities and didn't have this kind of thing set up. So our school was getting so much support that we've actually been sending out the support to underserved schools.
Last time teachers in Seattle struck over a contract was back in 1985. I didn't live in Seattle at that time. Apparently it lasted 3 weeks. Listeners have been calling in and telling us about what they did during that strike back in 1985. But if this strike continues into next week or perhaps even the week after that, or who knows, how likely is it that some of the support among parents might start to erode?
Oh, I think it's very likely. I think that that's what happens. I think that people get exhausted. They, you know, they get tired of the whole thing. And what they end up wanting is for the people who are, you know, in the lowest position and least able to actually implement anything to just give in.
And what about you?
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I personally would say to the parents that if you get tired of it, focus on the district, focus on the legislature, and tell them you're tired on it. Do not blame our educators.
Where do you think the district, as opposed to the teachers, the district is failing West Woodland?
Well, I think they're failing all of the schools in terms of they are horribly mismanaged. They are mired in their bureaucracy, and there is just constant, they're wasting money on mistakes, having to redo things, telling people that they're going to do things and then they don't do them. They are making decisions that are not researched. They are putting bad band-aids on problems, and, you know, they don't seem to know what they're doing.
Do you think this strike will help solve some of those issues?
I hope so. That's the thing. And this isn't just about what teachers are being paid. This is about changing the system and changing how our educators and our students are supported.
What do you say to parents in Seattle, maybe not at West Woodland, it sounds like, but in other districts who are more ambivalent about the strike? Maybe they're supportive of teachers, but not as passionate as you are. Maybe they're not supportive. We've heard from some listeners who do not support the strike.
I say to them that you have a school district that has for years been implementing policies and working from the top down rather than actually speaking with your educators and working with them to try to make good schools for Seattle. The legislature is underfunded our educational system, and that is very true. But the reality is that the district has not worked with our educators to mitigate these issues and work together to try and make it as smooth a process as possible.
Rochelle Dickerson is co-president of the West Woodland Parent Teacher Association. Once again, Seattle Public School classes are canceled for another day today. Teachers are still on strike over a contract dispute. The district says both sides are talking with mediators, but they're not negotiating with each other today. This week, we've heard from many parents in support of teachers. We've heard it from our listener comment line. That's 206-221-3663. Also on our Facebook page, you can check that out. But even some parents who sympathize with the teachers' complaints say they're getting restless.
I just was curious why the opposite side of the Seattle strike isn't really being covered much. I am totally in support of what the teachers are asking for, but I'm very much against the strike. I'm sure I'm not the only one, but I'm a single mother, and I'm in jeopardy of losing my job over this, and that is not okay with me, and I think that is not the right way to go about helping our Seattle families. There's got to be a better way to do these negotiations, changing contract dates, doing it, working while negotiating. There's got to be a way, and I'm really, really furious, as some other single moms and other parents I know are. Trying to find child care, I mean, it's not readily available, and if it is, you know, you're expected to put your child with somebody they don't know at some place they've never been. It's really insane. I've used up all my sick leave through the summer already, and have no vacation time, and no one's really covering the side of it that's affecting the families, the personal problems it causes us, not just right now, but this affects my family the whole year. If I don't have sick leave, who's going to care for my child when they're sick? Are one of these teachers going to come to my house and take care of them? I don't think so.
That's one person who's opposed to this strike. And if you agree with her, if you think we haven't been covering that side enough, we want to hear from you. Give us a call. It's 206-221-3663. One person who does agree with that parent is someone who we had on the air earlier today. That's Paul Guppy. He's with the Washington Policy Center. It's a free market think tank. He spoke earlier with KUOW's Bill Radke, who asked Paul Guppy about the rights of teachers who haven't struck for 30 years.
Sure, teachers certainly have the right, just like all of us, to ask for a better deal or more money or more pay or better working conditions, and that's fine. The problem is, and I sympathize with the parent who called in, because we're in a similar situation. So,
who's we?
My wife and I. And so we have a daughter with a learning disability, and she's basically been a high school dropout for a while. And we were working with a counselor, and we had a plan to get her back in school, and she was all set Tuesday night, excited. She was super upbeat, couldn't wait to go. And we got the automated call from the district at about 9:30 at night, and we had to tell her, you're not going to school tomorrow. And so she was just very disappointed and really brought down. And so, of course, we have to make alternate arrangements. But more importantly, we're just concerned about the signal that it sends to her and to other kids. And here's a student who is pumped and ready to go to school, and she discovers that the adults can't get their act together and actually get the school open. So it's fine for the teachers to ask for a better deal and to negotiate, and there's a collective bargaining process, but to pull a strike just causes tremendous disruption across the system, and I think it's really hard on kids and families. And that's the part of the story maybe that the caller was referring to isn't getting covered that much, that thousands of families across the district have been thrown into this situation, and there isn't much they can do about it.
Well, you and the caller have laid out why strikes are hard. But I ask you again, it's been 30 years. What about the teachers' rights to say we are undercompensated and have been for a long, long time?
Sure. So there are many reasons in the professional and grown-up world why people have a disagreement. The thing that's disturbing is that the district decided to go with the nuclear option and shut down the schools and put, you know, 50,000 kids out of school. And so there must be another way they can work out in a collaborative way without taking such an extreme step that affects so many people who are taxpayers and parents and part of the community. And,
would that be?
For the grown-ups to work out their differences and come to a reasonable conclusion.
Blaming one side more than the other?
Not particularly. And I'm not trying to get into the details of what their dispute is. I guess what I mean is we all know that in the adult world and the professional world, people have disagreements all the time, even in our personal relationships. And, you know, we try to work those out without going to extremes. And that's what I'm observing is not happening between the union and the district.
That's Paul Guppy of the Washington Policy Center. Folks are calling in and telling us what they think of this strike. Some people do not support it. But I'll tell you, if you look on our Facebook page, KUOW Public Radio, a lot of those comments are in support of this teacher strike.